This is James Taylor with Theater Talk. Why is it Americans get so nostalgic about so many things they weren't so crazy about the first time around? Whatever the reason, the phenomenon has been a boon to theatrical producers over the course of the past decade. No longer simply the territory of AM radio and VH1 specials, nostalgia is big business on Broadway and Southern California theaters. The musical Jersey Boys is a perfect example. This past week, Jersey Boys sold out 100% of its performances on Broadway, despite the fact that it's been running for over a year and a half. This summer, the touring production has come to Los Angeles, where it's broken a number of the Amundsen's box office records. All this for a musical without a single new song, about a pop group whose last top 40 hit was over 30 years ago. Jersey Boys tells the story of how four guys from the Garden State became the Four Seasons, one of the biggest American pop acts of the early 1960s. The musical employs the Rashomon technique of having four different band members recount their version of the story, usually directly to the audience. This gives the show a documentary style that, when punctuated by musical numbers, starts to resemble Behind the Music Live. Because of this, there are times when it becomes clear that the main creative motivation behind Jersey Boys was simply to drum up CD sales of old Four Seasons recordings. But why is the show such a smash success? Yes, the Four Seasons sold a truckload of records 40 years ago, but jukebox musicals featuring the tunes of more beloved acts like Elvis, the Beach Boys, and Johnny Cash have been major flops. The reason is director Des McAnuff and writer Marshall Brickman. McAnuff's staging is direct, accessible, and fast-moving. His video screens and metal sets are entirely unmemorable, but they keep things moving. And what's more, it's one of the few productions that actually feels properly sized for the huge Amundsen space. Then there's the book, written by the man who co-authored Woody Allen's two best films, Annie Hall and Manhattan. Brickman has taken the cliches of the musical biopic and tweaked them with just the right touch. Rarely sentimental and judicious with irony, his book for Jersey Boys never tries to cross the river towards art. Instead, it simply cruises familiar territory with unpretentious style. Riding this same nostalgia wave, albeit with less grace, is another hit jukebox musical, which could be called Jersey Girls. The show is actually titled The Marvelous Wonderettes, and it opened in the Valley 9 months ago and just won't go away, although there's talk that it may go to New York. Like the Jersey Boys, the Wonderettes are a quartet, but they're a fictional group. The show's flimsy comedic plot involves the gals bickering at their 1958 prom, and then reuniting for more bickering, and of course hugs, at their 10-year reunion. It's all basically an excuse for broad 50s kitsch, big hair, cootie catcher jokes, and golden oldies like Earth Angel and Leader of the Pack. The four actresses playing the Wonderettes are fine singers, especially Kim Huber as Missy. But the fact that L.A. audiences are willing to pay more to listen to these covers than to simply buy a bargain CD and hear the original bands is really confusing. I guess nostalgia just ain't what it used to be. The Marvelous Wonderettes runs through July 29th at the El Portal Theater in North Hollywood. Jersey Boys continues at the Amundsen through August 5th. This is James Taylor with Theater Talk for KCRW.